By almost any benchmark, Boris Rosenthal is a German success story. 15 years after arriving here with his family and a few suitcases, the 48-year-old native Ukrainian juggles a teaching job with a blossoming musical career. Today, he speaks proudly in his adopted language about his new life in Berlin.
Ich bin wahrscheinlich kein typischer Einwanderer, weil
Rosenthal says he's not a typical immigrant. Unlike many newcomers, he says he identifies with the German mentality. When he came here, he says, he wanted to work immediately and be active in his new home. There are other reasons why Rosenthal is a different kind of German immigrant. He's among an estimated 200,000 Jews from former communist states who have flocked here in recent years. These new immigrants are known here simply as Russian Jews, although they come from many different countries. They took advantage of what has been a virtual open-door immigration policy by the German government, partly to atone for the Holocaust. And says Julius Schopes, a Jewish history professor at the University of Potsdam near Berlin, these immigrants are reviving Germany's once minute post-war Jewish community.
The future of these communities were very bad. There was no future. There was the idea to bring in Jews from Russia to help to strengthen this Jewish community. It succeeded.
Since 1990, the number of registered Jews in Germany has soared from 30,000 to nearly 106,000. That figure may double, some estimate, if those who are not formerly part of the Jewish community and therefore not counted are added in. In Berlin alone, there are at least 7 synagogues, 3 Jewish schools, and an array of kosher stores and cafes. Jews here describe some latent anti-Semitism in Germany, but nothing very worrisome. But the immigration boom is fueling tensions between more observant second and third generation Jews and the new arrivals who come here with a laundry list of needs and only a sketchy grasp of their religion. The newcomers guarantee a future for Judaism in Germany. But, says Michael May, executive director of Berlin's Jewish community, it's unclear what kind of future that will be.
I don't know where this community is going because I am coming from a German Jewish background and this is definitely disappearing. There are very few people who can continue with this tradition on the one hand, and on the other hand you have this new Russian Jewish tradition which has come in of the 21st century which will create its own culture, and we don't know where we will stand in 10, 20 years.
Such soul-searching coincides with tighter German guidelines requiring prospective immigrants to speak German and be under 45 years old. That's likely to reduce Jewish immigration to Germany. Jews here are divided over the new policy. Rosenthal, the Ukrainian musician, believes the immigration boom is slowing anyway because of better conditions for Jews in former Soviet countries, conditions that did not exist when he left the Ukraine in 1990. At a Berlin Jewish school where he now teaches music, Rosenthal recounts his own story.
Das war schwierig für mich als Jude zu leben. Zum Beispiel meine Schwester.
Back in his Ukrainian hometown of Lemberg, Rosenthal did not know much about his Jewish roots, except that Jew was stamped on his former Soviet passport as his nationality, and that he was sometimes the butt of anti-Semitic jokes. He went to his first Hanukkah celebration at the end of the 1980s. Not long afterward, he had a chance to immigrate.
Ich habe meinen ersten Job auf dem Friedhof gefunden, nicht gefunden. Ich wollte dort arbeiten.
As a newcomer in Berlin, Rosenthal's first job was digging graves at a Jewish cemetery. But he slowly stitched back his former career as a singer and orchestra conductor. Later, he was offered his current job as a music teacher. Other immigrants are not so lucky. Many are unemployed. Germany's smaller, more established Jewish community is struggling to meet their needs. That's caused friction between the immigrants and those born in Germany, says Irene Runge, who heads Berlin's Jewish Cultural Association.
The Russian Jews feel, the Russian-speaking Jews feel that they're neglected and that they're humiliated, and the German Jews say they all are so aggressive and they're only asking to get things, but they don't give anything.
The German and Eastern European Jews also have different tastes in music, literature, and fashion.
Mm-hmm.
More importantly, perhaps, many immigrants like Boris Ladininsky are not particularly religious. At a cafe in Berlin, the 30-year-old Russian native talked about what it means for him to be Jewish.
Most of Jews in Russia were not religious, so, and I'm not religious. They're religious either. But it doesn't mean that they did not feel Jewish. It was a different sense of Jewishness, which was based more on the history of family, on culture, on stories you heard, on songs you heard.
An uncounted number of Jewish immigrants have not joined Germany's Jewish community. Some do not meet the community's strict definition of a Jew, that is, converting or having a Jewish mother, rather than simply having one Jewish parent, which qualifies a person as Jewish under Germany's immigration law. But Ladininsky also says many immigrants are simply not interested in joining.
It's increasingly a problem for my generation, because many people do not see what should be the benefits of being a member of the community, especially in your, you know, 30s. If you have a German education, you are integrated into German society.
But some experts say this new, less religious generation of German Jews is not necessarily a bad thing. Faith, they say, is only part of a complex set of factors shaping the future of Judaism in Germany. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Berlin.